We spoke last week, as we began, we learned the Chiddush last week, based on this Gemara in Sanhedrin, that a person is not just composed of two parts, the Guf and the Neshama, which that everybody knows, but we learned a very key together that the Guf, based on the Moshul of the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Rebbe and Antoninus, the Guf is blind. The Neshama, even though it's not blind, but the Neshama is lame. Means the Guf has enormous kaychas, but the Guf's kaychas are blind. They're not logical. The drive, the power that the Guf has is going nowhere. It's just spinning around. It wants to do this, it wants to do that. It doesn't know why, it doesn't have a goal. It doesn't have a sense of purpose. The Neshama, on the other hand, has no physical power to do anything. But the Neshama has a sense of vision. The Neshama has seichel. The Neshama has a goal. He gave the mashal that it's like a wild horse who has huge, awesome powers, but he's not trained and he wants to run. He doesn't know where he's running. What are you going to Chicago for? What are you going to Los Angeles? He doesn't know he's running in life. The driver is trying desperately to hold on to the horse and guide it in the right way is the Neshama. The first step in Yedias Atzmenu is to know two things. One, that we have these two forces which operate inside of us, that's A. But more than that, the first step in Yedias Atzmenu, on a very superficial, cosmetic, chitzoniistic level, is make a cheshbon hanefesh. How many things do we do a day which stem from the blind part of us just running and doing? How many things do we do a day which stem from the fact that our seichel, our neshama said, this is what we're doing? That means there are two daragas. Most people live, if I go with the mashal that I said last week, that the guf is this wild bronco horse that just wants to run without any direction, which is what the mashal says, the blind man. And the neshama is the driver who has a sense of navigation but doesn't have a horse. So the driver is not more than a navigator. We learned last week that you need to combine both keichas. The navigator, the neshama, needs to harness the guf to do what the neshama wants to do. It's like this, there are two dargas. There's one darga which 99% of the world lives in, and that is that the horse just runs without a driver b'chal. Right? That's one darga. One darga is there's no driver. Horse life. That's how 99% of the world lives. And to a large extent, we live. It means when the Mesil Zisharim says, you now have a new understanding of what the Mesil Zisharim. When the Mesil Zisharim says that a person lives without a cheshbon hanefesh, kis sus shaitif lamuchami. Remember the lashon in the first parak? Like a horse rushing into war. What does he mean? He means the body is blind. That's what he means. That's the oimik of Mesil Zisharim. Mesil Zisharim says that people live like a horse rushing into battle. What does that mean? What that means is this mashal of the Ali Shur. The body is blind. The body doesn't think. The body looks. Give it. It goes. Is most of the world lives in Metzias, where Bechal there's no driver on the horse. The horse just runs. The horse does what it wants. It goes. If a person would check the Maisim and the Diburim and the thoughts that he has a day, he would be astounded by the amount of actions that he does without a driver b'chalal on it. Most of our thought processes, when we're not thinking and learning, are just, they come by themselves. Why are you thinking about this? Why are you thinking about that? Why are you daydreaming about that? Why are you fantasizing about that? That's the horse, that's the blind man just going. So to a large extent, there's a lot of meisim that we do, which are b'chalal, the low-level meisim, of the horse running, kisul shreif b'chalal, the blind man is just spinning around. There's another darga where a person, the driver, gets on the horse, and he's fighting a battle. The horse is pulling this way. The horse is blind. The horse doesn't have any idea where it's going. And the driver, which is the neshama, is trying to navigate it. That's already an akuda of zechira. There a person can win the battle. You can lose the battle. Sometimes the horse wins. Sometimes the driver wins. Shlemus is the third darga. Shlemus is when you have the horse so much in control that the horse goes where you want. You pull the reins this way, it goes that way. You pull the reins that way, it goes that way. That's shlemus. That means the horse and the driver are working together. we should strive at least to get to the second darga, where there's a driver on the horse, at least there's a battle going on. Unfortunately, most of our lives are lived in level one, where the horse is running and the blind man is running and there's no driver b'chol, there's no navigation. Those are the three dargas. So that is the first thing that we learn out of the mashal of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, of the two watchmen of the orchard. The orchard is the Bria, the watchmen are the Guf and the Neshama. The Guf and the Neshama have two opposing characteristics, but they also have two characteristics which are mashalim each other. The same way they oppose each other, they're also mashalim each other. The goal is to get to level three, which I said, that they should be mashalim each other. I'll provide the navigation, you provide the wheels. That's level one of the story of Sanhedrin. Vine, the bottom line. He says a very deep thing now. Mut babanu, b'gzeres ha'bori yizborach, we all have planted in our teva the following situation. Ki kol milui drishas koyach mikreches nafshenu. Anytime we satisfy a demand of one of our kreches ha'nefesh, that means we have a kreches ha'nefesh, we have a midah. And the midah demands something. It wants something, it has a need. Anytime we fill a need that we have, murgish kahana, we feel pleasure. Here's an example, a basic example. Listen carefully, this is a very, very deep avodah. Hisragalnu miyameinu harishayin. We have gotten used to from the first day that we were born, b'mavzor, in a cycle, the following cycle. Rav, hungry. Hunger, teyavon, appetite. Ti'imas, oichol, eating food. Hanoah, pleasure, seva, satisfaction. Hanoah, sphere, two levels of pleasure. You have pleasure from the etzem eating. Then you have a pleasure, you feel full. V'choyseh v'chalila, and the cycle goes around. V'chem v'shara kechus, and any koyach ha'nefesh. Hunger is a very basic biological need. The guy has a need for covet, and he gets the covet, he feels hanoah. Hanoah, seila, listen carefully. These pleasures, margilois es hadimyon, they get the dimyon familiar with, b'tziyurei tanugim, with pictures of pleasure. What happens? Hadimyon oisa es tziyurei hanoah, the dimyon takes these pictures and pleasures of hanoah, l'tachlis atzmis, as a goal for itself. U'bemokom shekoyach hashmira al b'riyosenu v'harov, and instead of the purpose of watching our health or feeding my hunger, it should push us to eating. All of a sudden it becomes awakened in us, the pictures of the pleasure that I'm going to get from the eating, to attain this pleasure. What does this have to do with the mashal? Look what he says now. Shomrim pardes achayim, the shomrim, the watchman of the orchard is life. We're going back to the mashal of the Gemara Sanhedrin that we saw last week. Sholchim yad bebechoyreis hanois shebepardes, they're being shaleach yad, they're stealing the peiros. Listen carefully to what he's saying and what I want to explain. We saw last week, he's upgrading now the mashal of the Gemara Sanhedrin. We saw last week that the Gemara Sanhedrin compares the entire existence of a human being to a watchman, or two watchmen who are watching an orchard, and the blind watchman with the lame watchman, and they stole the oranges from the orchard, there's no oranges left, and the balabos came and said, where's the oranges? So the lame man said, I don't have feet. The blind man said, I don't have eyes. So we explained last week that we done them both together. Each one separately can't do it, but together they could do it. Fine. That's what we spoke about. That's that part of the mashal, who's blind and who's the lame one. But there's another nekuda in the mashal. It says that the blind, meaning the guf, and the neshama, meaning the lame one, meaning the neshama, join together to steal from the orchard. Correct? Let's now discuss part two of the mashal. When does a person steal from the orchard? The mashal has two parts to it. The mashal doesn't only deal with the factor of the watchman. That's the first thing we learned from the mashal. We learned that we are composed of two watchmen. When is it called that we're stealing from the orchard?
So you can say it when you do Averis, right? He says a very, very tif azach. He's magdir what's called that the guf and the neshama stole from the orchard. Listen to what he says. A guy, it was a very hot day in Yerushalayim. He was thirsty, right? Thirsty is a biological thing, by the way. You can learn most of it's not going to help you make you not thirsty. Hear a good word, he's still thirsty. Went to your friend's chasana, dance, he's still thirsty. Thirsty. You come home, there's no water in the house. Cold Coke in the house. Take a cup of cold Coke, you're always thirsty. I'm talking about the guy's the first time drinking Coca-Cola. Now, this guy never tastes good. It's not good as the Coca-Cola. It tastes good. Fine. Up to now, the guy never drank Coca-Cola because the Coca-Cola had a good taste. Right? He drank Coca-Cola because he was thirsty. That's why he drank the Coca-Cola first time. Mitamol, he realized that Coca-Cola, not so bad, it's good as that. I'm not talking about the real one, I'm talking about the diet. Okay. The real guy is real. Next time the guy drinks Coca-Cola, I'm going to tell you a very tif azach now, which a lot of you have a misunderstanding. Is there anything wrong with getting pleasure from Coca-Cola? No. There's nothing wrong with getting pleasure from Coca-Cola. We're not Catholic priests in a monastery. Yeah? Kosh Baruch Hu created a thing called Coca-Cola in the world. It gives pleasure. I'm not the one who made the pleasure Coca-Cola. Neither did Mr. Coca-Cola, by the way. Kosh Baruch Hu created a Metzias called Coca-Cola in the world. One of the great wonders of the brief. Yeah, Coca-Cola. What's right there? So, is there anything wrong with getting the pleasure? Is the guy chayiv to take root beer and mix it into the Coca-Cola? Or black cherry and ruin the taste? No, it doesn't say that anywhere. When a person gets pleasure from something, there's nothing wrong. Where's the avera? Where's the stealing from the orchard? Stealing from the orchard is when you take the cycle. There's a cycle. You were hungry, you ate, and you had pleasure. That mitzias of hunger, eating, pleasure is a biological mitzias. Person gets pleasure because the food causes him pleasure, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mitzvah that food and satisfaction causes pleasure that they didn't create. Fine, that's legitimate. Say to your wife, Gishmak Kacholot, good piece of cocoa, Chayesh Levitz used to say, as my first Chayesh Levitz used to say every week to the Levitz, that Azat Cholot that never was is better than all the weeks there ever was. So Rufol used to say to him that this week was better than last week. Last week was better than the weeks before. 6 months ago, it wasn't edible, Bukhal. How can it be such a fun? Is the pshat is a gishmak kachal? It's good. The question is, so you have this cycle. The cycle is legitimate. The cycle HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Says Ali, sure. So where does the guy steal the orchard? When is it called you took it for yourself? It's called you took it for yourself if you start to drink Coca-Cola because you want the pleasure that comes as a result of the Coca-Cola, not because you were hungry. It means if you were thirsty, it was a hot day, and there was only Coca-Cola around, and grabbed that you got pleasure. It's wonderful. Say a bracha, shahakol neiv devari, brichas hanen. It's called brichas hanen, right? Why is it called brichas hanen? Because you got to know. See, that's a good bracha, gavaldik. What is it called that you're breaking the cycle? When you skip the step of the hunger, and you take it for the thing. By the way, all the Coca-Cola ads and all the ads in the world that we come from, they don't say, if you're thirsty, Coca-Cola will quench your thirst. Is it being here like that? Nobody buy Coca-Cola. You're going to drink water. Quench your thirst. A lot better, by the way. What do they show you on Coca-Cola? They show you the pleasure, right? Cold bottom, the thing dripping down slowly. What are they coming to show you? They're not trying to say if you're thirsty. That's not a reason to drink Coca-Cola when you're thirsty, right? Or they're showing people who are happy. What does happy do with Coca-Cola? Because they're trying to show that's the pleasure you're going to get after the Coca-Cola. So them, it's sire to you. By the way, they know this, by the way. You know, you should learn from the Yetzer Hara. They know all this shtick. So them, it's sire to you, the pleasure of the Coca-Cola if you're going to drink it. So you have in your head a dimming. By the way, anybody who drinks Coca-Cola, they know they drink Coca-Cola to quench the thirst. You have in your head a picture, a dimming, a fantasy of the pleasure that Coca-Cola brings. Your saliva is running. and you drink Coca-Cola. That's stealing from the paradise. That means using the cycle of life for yourself. The cycle of life is there, it's present. There's hunger, satisfied, pleasure, wonderful. The minute you do things for pleasure, that means you're taking it for yourself. You're not doing it for your health. You're not doing, it's a very fine line. If I would go tell you, you're not allowed to have pleasure, you're not allowed to have pleasure. Gandik. Either you're a tzaddik, you're a rosh, and that's all. No, that's not a yid. Raining Shabbos, Kainuk Shabbos, everything's involved. Do things which will cause you pleasure, but don't do it for the pleasure. And if you do things for the pleasure, you're shagas, you're stealing from the paradise. You're taking from the paradise for zich. That's trif. That means the watchmen, they're not watching the paradise of life. They're not watching the life. They're taking it for themselves. It's a very fine line, the difference between a yid or a goy. That's what we're all about. You grab to get pleasure, wonderful. Gevaldik, make a bracha, b'chus hanenin. But if you're doing it for the pleasure, now, I don't think I'm exaggerating that 99% of the gashmistic activities we're involved are managed and manipulated by the minyanis of the pleasure which come from it. You eat a good piece of chalent. You eat a piece of kugel. You eat a steak. You have in your mind the picture of the pleasure. Why do you eat a steak the second time? Because you're hungry and you know that the nutrients that the steak give you are better, because the American Board of Health came out and said that 64% of people who eat steak on Monday night don't have heart disease after the age of 45, if you're a woman and you're not overweight. And what do you call it? Is that the reason why you ate the steak? Well, the pshat is good. You have in your picture the last time you ate a steak. You have the gravy dripping down and you can feel it. You can taste it in your mouth. The last time you ate a steak. Why do you eat a steak? So 99% or a lot of percentage, I'm not saying everybody has their own percentage, has their own statistics, of the things that we do is, we do something once, it's like the first time you eat sushi. The first time you eat sushi, which I'm still beforehand, yeah, and I plan to continue like that, it's the Shem Shemayim. Richtig? Only you have to mikvah before and I put in a kartel and say L'shem Yichud, what are you eating for? Is he eating raw fish with maybe sugar? Is it L'shem Shemayim? You want to be taught everything in the Rebbeinu's Briya. You want to know what a Kosher created. The next time you're eating it is ready because you got a tam in it. Is you eating because of the dimion of the tam that you want, right? So it's pure taking the resulting hanoah from the thing itself. That's 90% of the gashmis that we do. Now, why doesn't anybody work on these things? For a very simple reason. For some reason, today, most Yiddish people don't know Richtig Yiddish Hashkofa. And Goyish Hashkofa, Catholic Hashkofa, has infiltrated. And they're fakers. And they're liars. So most of you understand that all physical pleasure in Eilam Hasa is treif. Right? Finish. Goodbye. So you say to yourself, well, it's very nice. Hi, Dag. Not for me. Goodbye. Nobody works on anything. I cannot have pleasure, right? That's for nuns in the monastery. Is the pshat is it's wrong? That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is you can have pleasure. Why can you have pleasure? Because the kosher gives you the pleasure. If there wouldn't be pleasure in a piece of chicken, that kosher wouldn't say eat it for Shabbos. What's the eating Shabbos? Go eat, I don't know, eat cardboard. You have to eat it because I have some cardboard and drink a cup of salt water, make kiddush. Finished. Is the thing Oynik Shabbos, which is a derisive dikudin, means have a geshmak? We live in a kashmistic world. The question is, what are you doing it for? It's a very tifazach. And the second nekuda, what are you doing it for? Everybody has shaykhs too. Everybody could work on that. Everybody could grow in that area. It's a geshmak of cholent. But you don't have to spend the whole morning thinking about it, the whole Friday night dreaming about the cholent. Yeah, the job, it's good, it's geschmack, enjoy it, bench, go weiter. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you, wife, thank you, mother, thank you, people you're eating, why? Yeah, but there's no before and there's no after, and the minute you finish this job, you think about next to the job, that job was better, this one was what it cool. That's all based on what it cool, it's all based on that's what it's for. That's a very little difference. Now, maybe in Yavin, we're dealing with very, very low level examples, without any insult to the chont. Very low level examples, or to Mr. Coca Cola. We're talking about Karzatev too. Yeah? But it's a hekesh to everything we do. It's a hekesh to everything we do. You go to sleep, you feel good, enjoy getting into bed. Why do you go to sleep? You go to sleep for the pleasure of sleeping, you go to sleep because you need to.
v'lamala b'kodesh. There's hundreds of examples where, because of this mistaken understanding of what's called stealing from the paradise, nobody works on these things. Let's see it again inside. Hanos eile, these pleasures, margilas as adam, as a dimyon b'tzirat hanugim. The minute you get the pleasure, your dimyon kidnaps it. The minute you get a pleasure from something, your dimyon kidnaps it and takes the pleasure and starts to use it as an operating tool. Hadimyon oiseth tziri hanol l'tachlis atzmus. The dimyon uses the pleasure that you get as a goal for itself. Ubimakoim, and in the place shekoyach hashmir b'yusein uvarov, instead of watching our health and hunger, push us to eat. No. I'll give you a very low level moshe, right? Why is it so important to everybody what they give for lunch in yeshiva? Even in New York, sometimes I hear people calling home their husband, their wife, what's for supper? What's so important for you? What's the difference? They're not going to give you intravenous feeding tube. You'll get something to eat, right? It could be, I'm going to say, very tifazach. I saw people call home their wives, yes, what's for supper? Is that wrong? Ever such a thing? It's an accepted phenomenon, no? Is there such a thing ever? Here's such a thing ever. What do you say?
Could you
about the
afternoon?
What? You're about the listen?
Well, you can't drink coffee afterwards.
You must do it. That's what the guy meant. Yeah? Why is everybody busy wondering what's for lunch? What's the difference? You've been in yeshiva already 6 months. Is this for lunch? Is that for lunch? Starve, you won't starve. Intravenous, it won't be. You can range from anywhere from frozen pizza and soya to a piece of schnitzel, right? So here's the teeth kite. And by the way, this is an example for the rest of your lives. Okay? You came back for a simcha. What day, sir? You heard that question? What happened? You heard the question? You heard that question, huh? Don't ask. What's the deal with this, sir? You went to the simcha, you had a piece of chicken, you enjoyed it? Wonderful. So if you go down to lunch and you enjoy the lunch, there's nothing wrong with it. You went down to lunch, you enjoyed the lunch, good. Went out to lunch, you didn't enjoy the lunch, also good. Why does everybody want? Because everyone wants that half an hour before. It's not because Olam's hungry. You can anyway going to eat what is there. Anyway, and he won't eat. What's the difference? Because you want to enjoy the food. That means we live in a culture where kimat all the eating and everything gashmas we do for the pleasure. And there's a whole world, a whole life that runs around it. One more line here. That's called taking from the paradise. You're stealing. The pleasure is there, but you're taking it for yourself. Because what gave you the pleasure? But you're taking it for yourself. Hapshotas ha-nois mitalichei ha-chaim. Listen to this. The detachment of the pleasure from the processes of life. That means the processes of life give pleasure. Okay? The processes of life give pleasure. But detaching the pleasure from the processes of life, the hafichosam, and turning them into l'tachlis atzmus, and turning it into a goal for itself, he, having kokelos as ashura b'chai bativim, that's what ruins our life in our natural life. You have a natural life, life flows. And everything goes kiseder. You have needs, you fill them, you feel good, wonderful. When do things move out of the line? The minute you start to skip a step and you start to do things for the end result. Hakoichas atzmon, the forces themselves, hinum koichas amukim v'chiyunim. They're very deep, they're very necessary forces. Ein lanu lishoif lakirasam or lebitulam. The forces that want all these things are powerful, healthy forces. Shemrim heilu paradis achayim anoi. The guf, the neshama, they're the watchmen. Ulam bat, aleinu lidoi, we have to worry. Shlo yishlechu yad bebuchayres hanoyes reparades. We have to make sure that they don't send their hands into the paradis. Next week we're going to see Perek Sheni, which is very, very, very important.
as far as the hashkafa of Tikkun of Das Atzmeinu, it's probably the most important parak in the Sefer. We're going to speak about it at great length.